The number of nine-year-olds with illnesses or disabilities increased by 13% over a 10-year period to 2018. New findings from the Economic and Social Research Institute, based on the Growing Up in Ireland study, also show families spend less time eating together. Children have two to three close friends. They're broadly positive about school, but there's been a decline in participation in sport. Around 1,000 children participated in the survey. Here to tell us more is Eimear Smith, Research Professor with the ESRI. Good morning. Good morning, Eimear.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, the survey takes into account the impact of Ireland's economic bust and recession, but it doesn't cover the COVID years. But what are the standout results for you? And maybe what window do they provide into how our children and how family life is changing?
Well, the study follows nine-year-olds over a 10-year period of quite rapid social and economic change. And we see quite concerning trends in children's activities outside school. We see a fall off in their participation in regular sport. We also see a decline in pursuits of cultural activities like music and drama classes, and a fall off among the children of others than among most groups of children in reading for pleasure. Only the graduate families kind of maintain high levels of reading for pleasure.
And can you make some conclusions from the findings as to why this might be the case?
It's difficult to single out a single reason. We do see a shift in the kind of screen time, an increase in the proportion with mobile phones, and a shift away from television to other devices. And certainly we see that those children that have mobile phones and are spending a lot of time on devices or even watching television are less likely to engage in the sports or cultural activities. But also we have to remember that the younger group were exposed to the recession and quite difficult economic circumstances in early childhood. And a lot of the out-of-school activities, except reading, obviously, are require payment. So financial strain might be a factor for those families as well.
Do we know as well, you know, how many nine-year-olds now own a mobile phone or have access to a mobile phone on a regular basis?
It's 54% have their own mobile phone, up from 44% 10 years previously.
So high already and getting higher.
Yes.
Any red flags in there for you?
The red flags will be the activities that I've just highlighted, because these are things that really promote the broader development of children and help them engage in school. So the fact that we're seeing those activities decline is worrying. That's pre-COVID. So there would also have been a disruption to those activities during the COVID period. And we would be therefore be quite worried that, you know, we're seeing a longer term decline in things like sports or cultural activities.
Are there positives, though, in here as well? I mean, children largely happy with school attendance, largely happy with their schoolwork?
We actually see an increase in the proportion who say they always like school. So that's very positive. We see they have good relationships with their parents. The majority report getting on very well with their mother and with their father. Though that's declined slightly over time, it's still very high.
What about friendships?
Actually, we see there's a slight increase in the proportion with a larger group of friends, like around six or more friends. But we see that kind of, you know, most of them would have two or three close friends, and they see them fairly regularly. That hasn't changed too much over time.
I wonder, though, given, you know, this covers 08 to 2018, are the findings you have here and how they might underpin policy into the future, are they already out of date? Because the COVID years may throw up a whole new set of circumstances and a new set of results.
We would expect some changes, but we'd also expect some stability, because we're seeing that shift over a 10-year period. So those trends are being put in place. And we also see that kind of what happens to children early on, the kinds of activities they engage in, influence their later activities. So what they were doing at nine will influence what they're now doing at 13 or 14.
And how will this research now, how will it underpin and influence policy going forward?
Well, it's taken place as part of a research programme with the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. And the Minister is launching the report today. Mm. The findings will feed into the work of the department, both its own work and its work in coordinating with other departments around the lives of children. And I think it's really important that we have this evidence on Irish children, that we're not just reading British or American studies and kind of extrapolating and assuming that Irish children are the same, because they're not.
And in particular, Eimear, how might it feed into how we respond to children with disabilities and illnesses? Because there's an increase here. And do you know why that increase?
We would need to do further work to delve in, but it does seem to reflect the identification, you know, increasing awareness, increasing identification. There will be some issues there that are of concern around children with disability, in particular, the fact that they tend to have smaller friendship groups and see their friends less. So there are lessons there for kind of broader inclusion of children with disabilities and special needs.
But any pointers as to why you've seen that increase? You know, 9-year-olds with illnesses and disabilities up 13%. Is it all down to better access, if there is better access, to diagnosis?
We can't say 100% without delving in further. It is of concern. It's not just that people are recognising the illness. We also asked how, to what degree the child was hampered by their condition or disability, and that has doubled as well. So there is something kind of going on there that we would need to tap into further.
Eimear, thank you for joining us. Eimear Smith there from the ESRI.